All right. Yeah, no, come in, come in. How are you? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, no, Jamie's not home at the moment. Yeah, him and my parents have gone out to, I guess, do shopping and they left me here. I mean, you're welcome to stay until they come back. Yeah, no, I was just sitting, watching some TV and not really doing anything interesting per se, but still doing something. Yeah. Well, yeah, make yourself at home. Do you want anything to drink or anything? Well, I'm just gonna head upstairs. I mean, you know how the TV works. Yeah, you know where everything is, so you're like more than welcome to just chill. Come and get me if you need anything, you know? Well, they left like maybe an hour ago. So they shouldn't be long. I mean, it doesn't take them that long. Yeah, no. I don't know. They took the car, so they should be home pretty soon-ish. Okay, well, I'm gonna head upstairs. Unless you need anything. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, sure, you can tell me anything. What's up? Oh. Well, I mean, I guess I could give you a female perspective on things. Well, if I were you, I would just, you know, tell the girl how you feel. Yeah, I know. If it's a weird situation, you're not gonna want to tell her, but like, I'm sure that, you know, it will be fine. Okay, but like, what could possibly stop you from making a move? Well, if the friend was truly a friend, he wouldn't make it a big deal. I mean, it's not like you're dating his girlfriend or anything, you know? I guess if it was a sibling or a family member, it's a bit different. I mean, like, I don't think it should affect a friendship, in my opinion. I mean, if I was to you, it wouldn't be weird. Yeah, no, Jamie, I'd be fine with it. No, seriously, he's so chill. I'm really surprised you don't know this. He would be so chill with it. He's not overprotective. Honestly, I'm the overprotective one. I will fully be like, you can't date her. Or, yeah, you can't go out on another date with her. That's how I am. I am literally the most overprotective sister. I mean, yeah. Wait, you're not talking about me, are you? Oh, get out! Seriously. No, I'm into it, I'm into it. So, like, what? You knew he wasn't home, didn't you? Oh, you're sneaky, you are. No, you need to talk to him. He's my brother. He's your best friend. I mean, of nice, but like, you need to talk to him. I mean, yes, I'm a fully grown adult, I get it, but he is your best friend. As much as I think he'd be chill, you need to talk to him about it. Okay, well, about this, you stay here. I'm gonna go upstairs, and then when he comes home, you can have this whole conversation with him at your will. I'm gonna go upstairs, and we're not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna kiss you right now. No, I'm not gonna kiss you right now. Said I'm not gonna kiss you. It was nice. You're like really nice. This doesn't feel weird. Why doesn't this feel weird? I've known you since I was a kid, and I've just kissed you, and you're my best friend's brother, and he has no idea, and he could come home any minute, and I'm gonna shut up because now I am rambling. No. Honestly, the amount of times I've watched you guys just playing football or playing hockey or playing rugby, it was something different. Look, he just texted me. He said he'd be home in 5 minutes. You can just talk to him about this. Tell him that. You wouldn't, you, that, I just tell him, and it's not gonna be weird, and he's gonna be fine with it. He just texts me again. He asked me if I wanted anything from the shops. I'm gonna tell him no. Just wait and talk to him. No, you're just so hot. No, I do like it when you do that. Yeah, but he's gonna be home any minute with my parents. Jesus Christ. I feel so wrong. No, it doesn't feel wrong. This does feel oddly right. Don't talk to him. Don't wait. We're gonna get in your car and we're gonna go to your place and we're gonna tell him about this later and that'll be the end of it. Listen, I have kissed you already. You are touching me in a way that is driving me fucking crazy. And all I want to do right now is just take I'd let you do whatever the fuck you wanted. So, how about we get out of here? We get in your car. We drive away. And we'll see where we can go from there.